This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله. We praise Allah, we seek His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala, the Exalted, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created his mates, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib. He is the monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for him to accept you of your deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in the situation, and for every affair in the situation is an innovation, and for every innovation is a form of going astray, and for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. Mike was at the entrance of the Musalla, holding on to the hinges of the door. You see, Mike was someone that was known in a particular community. Mike used to go around the area and he used to rap a lot. He used to rhyme poetry. But this time, Mike was at the door of a holy place. He was about to enter. As he's about to enter, something stops him. He holds on to the hinges of the masjid, the doorway of the masjid. He wouldn't go in. And as I am looking at Mike, his head is down, dreadlocks all the way down to his chest. He's crying. I've never seen Mike cry before in my life. So when I asked Mike, what's up? What's going on? He said, I can't do it, man. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I'm not worthy. You see, Mike, along with myself, were going into the masjid to ask about Islam. We were on our journey to make that conversion, reversion. We were on our journey to see if it was worth it, if this is the real thing, if Islam is really the truth, if our confidence in ourselves, being that we're doing the right thing, because we had a level of confidence in God, and which that time we heard was Allah. Whereupon, when I looked at Mike and I said, Mike, you're in the right place. This is the place. And it's good to feel that you're not worthy, but we have to make the change, and there has to be a beginning. There has to be a start. You have to make the difference. And that confidence you have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exactly what brought you here. And there are forces that are trying to take you away at the last moment, literally at the door of the masjid. Confidence in Allah, brothers and sisters, is the asl. It is the foundation. Nowadays, you're hearing things about gender wars, men not wanting to get married, red pill, blue pill, all these types of pills. Women saying that they're bosses, and the modern woman, young teenagers not understanding the fact that their parents do understand, and then sometimes our parents don't understand culturally. But there is one thing that binds us all together. And I want to share that in the beautiful story in the chapter of Taha. The 20th chapter of the Quran goes deep in this asl azim. You see, as Muslims, it is important when we face any issue that we initially have confidence that it's mentioned by the one that created all things. Where do we find it? And where he told us to find it. We've heard this so many times in the Quran, in the actualization in the Quran, in the Sunnah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes it requires us to dig deep and going to the people of knowledge to understand that they're the ones that can extract the reality, bring life to the nas, the nusus, that in it, the authoritative text, when we turn to it, it brings life to our hearts and gives us the strong, pure, unadulterated, full of integrity, that foundation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of the chapter of Taha, at the beginning of the chapter, he mentions his greatness and his authority. But right after that, he asks a question and goes into a very important subject matter. A couple of weeks ago, we encountered a day that was Azim. It was a great day. And it was a day speaking about the greatness of Allah. Many of us say, yes, it was the day that Moses split the sea, that Allah saved Moses and saved the Muslims at that time. But it really is a day that shows the greatness of Allah for a reason amongst reasons. Allah asked the question, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَىٰ? And has the story of Musa come to you? إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the story of Moses. But what we need to understand in the Quran, Allah will take snippets from stories of prophets and put them in different places, or throughout the Quran in different places, for a particular reason. You see, this is starting from the middle of the life of Moses before he became a prophet. To where Moses alayhi salam, we know the story, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rewind and cover it, inshallah. But he's starting at the time when Moses was leaving from a place called Midian because he was on the run because he accidentally killed someone, defending the honor of someone that was from his people, from Banu Israel. And he accidentally killed someone and fled to Midian, got married, stayed there for 8 or 10 years, got married, and on his way back to Egypt, where he was particularly an orphan of Fir'aun, because Fir'aun's wife saw him and loved him and took him in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had the story of Moses come to you, when he saw a blazing fire and told his family, Imkuthu, stay here. I have encountered some fire. Perhaps I will take qabis minhu, from the staff, I will put it in the fire and I can use it for us as a guiding light. Ajidu ala nari huda. Falamma ataha nudiya ya Musa. When he arrived at the fire, he was called. Nudiya, he was called. Inni ana rabbuka fakhla'na 'alayka innaka bilwadi almuqaddasi tuwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing himself to Moses now, brothers and sisters. He said, verily, I am your Lord. Take your sandals off, for verily you are in the blessed valley of Tuwa. The blessed valley of Tuwa. Someone mentioned Mount Sinai. And this is one of the rulings that scholars mention. It's important or it's befitting to take your sandals off in a blessed place, i.e. the masjid. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَىٰ. Then Allah says, I have chosen you, so listen closely to what is being yuha, yuha, wahi, what is being revealed to you. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes something for all of us here, brothers and sisters. Allah says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ. For verily says, I am your Lord. Then now he says, I am Allah. There is no one worthy of worship except me. Brothers and sisters, here, Allah, we are all familiar with this name. Wallahi, there are people that are not familiar with this name outside of these doors. Muslims and non-Muslims, subhanAllah. Allah says, and Allah. And then he says, there's no one worthy of worship except me. Anytime we hear the name Allah, we automatically know that it is something that deserves worship by himself. It is a name of Tawheed. It is a name of monotheism. There may be other names that have other implications behind them. But when you hear the name of Allah, we immediately know it's the God of the Muslims at least. And that is a monotheistic religion. With that knowledge, what is required? Budani. Allah, after he introduces himself, says who he is, he said, worship me. But yani bisababi dhalika. The fact that you know my name, what does that imply and what does that demand for you to worship me? And what? How do you actualize this worship? Many times as youth or people that are coming back to the religion. Okay, I know that Allah is, what am I supposed to do? Fa'budni, worship me. How do I do that? How do I do that? Aqim as-salat, to establish the prayer to the best of your ability. Establish the prayer. Sometimes we may pray and we don't feel anything. This is human. But are you struggling to feel something? Are you struggling to detach from the dunya? To detach from this world? And remember what matters most. Why? Aqim as-salata, for what reason? Li dhikri. You see how Allah mentions it very concise. He makes it very clear. I am Allah. There is no one worthy of worship except me. Worship me and establish the prayer for my remembrance. The prayer is to remember Allah, brothers and sisters. Many times we don't know what that even means. Well, let's think of situations that have happened in our life and think of a name of Allah that is associated with it. I just had a child. You're in prayer and you're thinking, you're visualizing your child. Think of Ar-Razzaq. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to him. Think of good things that have happened in your life. And when you say Alhamdulillah, that is how we detach from the dunya, using elements of the dunya and remembering the name of Allah and things that are connected to the dunya. Because Allah created the dunya, you're remembering Allah. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes another thing here. He's saying, look, basically time is limited. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ, the hour is about to come. I was about to, akad ufiha, to hide it. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى, for every soul will be rewarded for what it has done. So Allah is showing here that, look, remember me by this prayer, but time is limited. The hour will be established immediately, showing that you are here for a purpose. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْدَى. Then Allah mentions, okay, there's going to be people that will try to take you away from this message. They will try to take you away from this remembrance. You're praying, you're remembering me, but there will be people that will try to take you away from this. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا. Do not let the people that do not believe in it, مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنِ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ, they follow their desires, and you will be of those that may be destroyed. Do not follow those people that will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Young men, young women, men, women, we have to be aware of those people, places, and things that will take us away from lidhikri, from the remembrance of Allah, wallahi. And it is a battle, but the battle is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so important for all of us. The struggle is real, as they say. Allah loves the struggle as long as the struggle is for his remembrance. And the prayer is one, if not the strongest mechanism to remember Allah. To detach from the world, to detach from your job, to detach from social media, to detach from bad people, places, and things, and have your time with Allah. Brothers and sisters, if you are not making the effort to pray, what do you expect with the results of the things that you do? And more importantly, what do you expect with your thoughts and your perceptions about life, about people? What do you expect with your perception about God? If Allah has created a system for you to be the best version of yourself and have a rippling effect on people around you, what do you expect? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, do not follow those people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes his greatness. This is important as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show himself to you in ways that if you're not attentive, it will pass right by you. And guess which mechanism is one of the strongest ways to think about and remember the signs of Allah. Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Then he establishes, he's starting something else here. He says, oh Musa, what is that in your right hand? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. He asked Moses, what's that in your right hand, Moses? What Moses is going to use to tap on the fire and to use as a form of guidance, which he told his wife. He said, it's my cane, it's my staff. I use it to get leaves to bring down or to guide the livestock, the sheep, to make them go a certain direction. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Then Allah said, throw the staff. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Musa threw the staff. Allah told him, throw the staff. And then it turned into a snake. قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. Allah then told him, خُذْهَا. Take it. Don't have any fear. We will return it to its original form. وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجَ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. Allah is establishing something here. After he told Moses, throw the staff, it turns into a snake, pick up the snake. Don't be afraid. And then he says, put your hand in your pocket or in your side. It will come out white, illuminating white. You see, Moses was dark skinned, as some scholars mentioned, was dark. It will come out white. And this whiteness is not a sickness. Don't think it's a sickness. Don't think it's some type of disease. Min ghayri su'in. And then Allah says, ayatan, another sign. Linuriyaka min ayatina al-kubara. For us to show you our great signs. Brothers and sisters, the word ayah doesn't only mean verse. Ayah means sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates to you through ayat. Your health is an ayah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own selves, do you not see? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. And in the skies, everything that our senses encounter is an ayah, and Allah is trying to tell you something. But do you take heed to that? When you are in Salah and you detach, do you think of those signs? You're in Salat al-Asr. Do you think of the signs of Salat al-Dhuhr? This is why it's important to detach in the Salah, to remember Allah. Anything that's happened in your life is a sign. And based on your perception, based on your strength, based on your iman, your trust, خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Based in your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we look at those signs as a means for us to come closer to Him, or do they just pass by us and we don't take heed to them? أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes His oneness. The first thing that He starts with is the aqidah, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the anchor. This is the foundation. This is our purpose of life. This is ultimately why we are here. Everything we do in this life should be a sign of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every other thing than ourselves, including ourselves, is a sign for us to look at, to ponder over, to come back to Him. The means that we use to come in touch with those signs is the dhikr. The dhikr of Allah. And this is why Ibn Qayyim, subhanAllah, he mentions that dhikr afdal min du'a. That remembrance of Allah is even greater than du'a. Because when you remember Allah, you're not asking for anything. You're mentioning His greatness. You're mentioning His honor. And even from the adab of du'a is mentioning the names and attributes of Allah and then asking Him. From the adab of du'a, we see even the adab of dhikr, we see du'a is mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the chapter of Al-Fatiha. We mention His names, we mention His greatness. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmi Deen, Iyaka Na'budu. Then we ask Him. Aqim as-salata li dhikri. Allah shows His great signs, many signs in our life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after proving Himself and showing Himself with miraculous signs, notice, He's showing Musa the look, I have the power to do everything. That which you wouldn't even imagine just happened in front of you. And I wanted to test your allegiance. Allah will test you, brothers and sisters. Many times I sit with people that were born Muslim and I ask them, have you converted to Islam as well? Because the tests in your life, especially growing up, you have a lot of questions. Has that certainty sat well in your heart that you believe in the one that created you and you trust in him? You believe in him and you believe him when he speaks in the Quran? Because there will be a mission. Each and every single one of us has a mission in our life that we need to fulfill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him after that, after he shows his signs, then he gives him the mission. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Fir'aun, the oppressor, the one that said he is Allah, that he is the Rabbukum al-A'la, that he is your Lord, the Most High. He said, go to Fir'aun, for verily he has transgressed the bounds. He's went beyond the bounds. Musa, recognizing the greatness, asked Allah a couple of favors. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Oh Allah, open my chest. اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Oh Allah, open my chest, expand my chest, and make my affairs easy for me. And take out the knot in my tongue, because some scholars say he spoke with a lisp, didn't speak clearly, to where they can understand my statements. وَجَعَلْنِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. Then he mentions, let my brother Harun accompany me in strength. Let him accompany me. وَشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي. And he could be someone that helps me in my affairs. So we can mention you a lot. وَنَذْكُرُكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. For verily you can see, you're the overseer of all things. قَالَ لَقَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّ عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. So after Moses asks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asks him, okay, I'm going to go on this mission, make me strong, allow people to understand me, can you allow my brothers to come with me? Allah said, you have been granted what you asked. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him of what he did for him in the past. Before he went to the blazing fire. Remember the beginning of the story? He reminds him what happened in the past. Allah is reminding him to show that, look, even though I'm giving you all of this, know that I am the one that bestows all favors upon you. I am the one you rely on. Do not rely on the means, brothers and sisters. You rely on the creator of the means. You see, everything in our life, brothers and sisters, Allah wants us to bring it back to him. A trial that we may face, we seek forgiveness. The prayer is an opportunity for you to close your eyes or look at a particular place on the ground and think about what Allah has done for you. Whether he's taking something away and you ask him for patience, or whether he's giving you something and you thank him. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّ عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And we have granted you something again. مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing him that I grant you my favors. That he grants him his favors. And he goes on to speak about how, subhanAllah, when Moses was born, that was the year that Fir'aun was killing off the young babies, the young males, because he had a dream that one of them would take over his kingship. And one year he would leave them, Benu Israel, because Benu Israel, they were the servants of the Qutbiyah, of the elite Egyptians at that time, which Fir'aun was from them. So the Benu Israel, the children of Israel, were from the servants of them. Moses was from them. So Fir'aun would kill them one year and leave them one year so they could have servants. So the year that Moses was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Moses' mother to put him in the tabut, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, and to put him in the sea or the river. The tabut is a box, to put Moses as a baby in the box. In the chapter of Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not have any fear. إِنَّ رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That verily we will return him to you and make him from the messengers. So if you look in the chapter of Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa. The people that picked him up were Fir'aun's army. And Asya, the wife of Fir'aun, said, let's keep him. قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكَ. He's someone beautiful. He may be someone that will help us. And alhamdulillah, is something that's beautiful. Then the story continues where Moses grows up, sees the fighting between the Benu Israel and the Qutbi, the ectopic, and then he hits one of them, he dies. That's when he flees to Maryam, and that's where we started at the beginning of the khutbah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Musa here due to time, إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله. When his sister, Allah is reminding Moses, he's telling him now, remember when your sister, and she went to the crowd of people and said, can I guide you to someone that can take care of him? Because when Moses was a baby, he would not breastfeed from anyone. They would bring to him women. Actually, the wife of Fir'aun would bring to him certain women to try to breastfeed Musa, and Musa would refuse all of them. So Moses' sister would spy and see. So she came forth and she said, I know someone, basically, that I could take to them. فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. Then Allah says, and we returned you to your mother, so she would not have any fear or sadness. وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا. Then Allah mentions another blessing. And you killed someone. Remember? Remember? Remember that time you got into an argument with your wife and you screamed at her in front of your children and now your children treat females a certain way? Remember that time you didn't sit with your children and now your son is acting a certain way? You see yourself in your son, but you won't admit it to Allah even? Remember those times? Remember those times you made a mistake and didn't admit it? Remember that time you violated someone? You violated someone's son or daughter, online, offline. Remember that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding you. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we have to rewind to remind. In life, you got to rewind sometimes. That's why you have to sit back and leave distractions. And all of this, brothers and sisters, brings confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that confidence in Allah, by looking at his ayat, looking at his signs, past, looking at the things that you've done and associating it with Allah, you've made a mistake, Ya al-Ghafur, Ya al-Ghafir, Ya al-Ghafar, Ighfirli. Oh, the all-forgiving, forgive me. Ya al-Rahman, Irhamni. Ya al-Rahman, Irham Motana. Oh, the merciful, make me merciful with my children. Make me merciful with my parents. Ya sabur sabirni. Oh, the one that grants patience and the patient with the slaves, make me patience, grant me with patience. Those signs from Allah, you ask Allah from his virtue. Looking at the signs, and the more you do that, the more you will have confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that confidence in Allah brings self-confidence, that self-esteem that we see a lot of our young males and females falling into. When we look at self-esteem, we don't ultimately start and end at self-help books by people that don't know Allah. They may have principles of the fitrah, but ultimately we go back to those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it starts with something transcendent beyond green grass, white picket fence, money, respect, likes. It's beyond that. It's your connection with Allah. And when you have the connection with Allah, your self-confidence goes through the roof. And it has a rippling effect on those around you. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام إن الله يا أيها المؤمنون إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة